Hello, everyone. Welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm JT, is not getting a Christmas card.
And welcome
Kid
to the show.
Kid couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Oh, my God.
I guess he blew it by letting them know that. No, I guess he did. Did he let them know that they're going out to Sierra?
He said the reason they all like erupted into chaos was because he got up after, who was it, Haley or whatever, was like, we better all just vote how we started to whatever. He got up and said, they're voting for Sierra. And then he went over to Brad at the end and said, you have to vote for Sandra. So I think he was trying to get Sandra out and, you know, have Brad's team vote Sandra. But Haley, they really wanted to secure Haley's vote, and Haley really wanted to get out Malcolm, the physical threat. So she clearly prevailed, and, I mean...
Hashtag winners edit.
Yeah, JT is now clearly in deep doo-doo with...
Hashtag JT, just keep... You had six votes. Keep your mouth shut.
But look, at least he didn't write a note with it this time, okay?
That's true.
Dear Brad, please vote Sandra.
XOXO.
Bump, 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 bump.
XOXO.
But my question, it's like, is it a participation trophy here for like, good try, but, you know, kind of backfire there.
If it was millennials versus Gen X, he would.
But yeah, very, very interesting results indeed.
That was crazy. And I'm pissed
crazy.
Because I love Malcolm.
I know, and I feel it's a bit of manufactured crazy. And I hate to see a player like Malcolm get sidelined because of it. That hurts.
He wasn't going to win anyway.
How is he not going to win? How do you know?
Because he's a target. He's a huge target. They were just looking for a chance to get rid of him.
Ugh, but he's so.
It doesn't matter. We could have at least seen Malcolm at the merge and seen when he could have won.
I'm not happy with.
And then he could have made it to the jury, and then we get to see his face react the whole time.
Yeah, I would have been more than happy seeing Malcolm win. He's a good player. He's good. Seems like a good guy. I would be more than happy with, but he just wasn't going to win.
Yeah, well,
he's not
in the words,
that kind of attitude, Jack.
In the words of the great Candace, "F you, Brad Culpepper."
Well, Colleen's winner pick, which not her winner pick in the actual Jay Jack Colleen game, but
my actual winner's pick
is still doing pretty well.
He is like on fire. He is clearly controlling something.
But has he set himself up now? People know that he's controlling that part of the game.
Yeah, but if it was really Haley's call and he went with it, he's still playing it right.
He's letting
people make the decisions.
He is, but remember the people on the other side were saying, you know, Brad Culpepper is probably getting him to do this. They all want to go for
Sierra.
But they're not going to think Haley's controlling the game. They're going to blame Brad.
They might when they all mutually agreed before Tribal Council, when they all said he's going to go after Sandra. Like, if I know it, he's going to go after Sandra. So when they were anticipating him going after Sandra, like, I think that they may think that Brad's not totally in control then.
But when Haley said... you didn't say final answer, and she wasn't ready to vote. She said, you won't be happy with the vote. But she wanted Malcolm out, so Malcolm went home.
I wonder what she... So, actually, I was going to bring this up at the end, but I wonder what she was trying to tell them. Like,
I don't know. She just said... She goes, you won't be happy with the vote.
Right.
But she wanted Malcolm out, and Malcolm went home.
Yeah. No, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
So is she controlling the game, or did she just get lucky? I don't know.
I think it's a bit of both.
Because I don't know what she was talking about. Because I thought for sure that Sandra was going home when she said that.
Yeah.
Anyway. And I don't think Sandra got a vote.
She didn't, again.
The queen stays the queen.
Oh, man. I kind of wish that we had had that. The queen stays queen. I bet you she says that every time, but
she has to get more. She has to get subtle at some point and kind of like lay low, right?
Or the edit makes her subtle.
You don't vote, I'm kicking your ass.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
She's so honest, but she's so.
But it's because she's so honest. Like, you know exactly where she stands. Like, you don't have to worry about like the double teaming. It's like, if she wants you out, you know, and if she's with you, you know. Kind of, yeah. Maybe.
We'll see. I don't know.
No, you do, though. You do, and that's what makes her so unique of a player, because you know all of that, and she still won twice.
And she's still in the game.
Still in the game.
But I this was just such a crazy episode. I don't even know. I don't even know. But anyway, I have my crazy cough like I did back in the fall, so I'm going to need you guys to pick up the slack when I start coughing.
No worries. So before we get into the meat and potatoes of this episode, we want to thank people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JandJack. Become a patron today, contributing $1 or more a month. The more you contribute, the more you get, like, special one-off podcasts, monthly patrons-only podcasts, patron hangouts over Google, Facebook exclusive page, and more. Become a patron by clicking the Become a Patron link on JandJack.com or go to patreon.com/JandJack, patreon.com/JandJack. Also, you like to shop on Amazon? Everybody likes to shop on Amazon. Well,
I do.
You can still shop on Amazon, and nothing really changes other than you can help out the JandJack Productions crew by using this link, jandjack.com/Amazon. When you use that link, it'll look like the normal Amazon. The main difference is a small percentage of each sale goes to JandJack Productions. So, if you use Amazon and like to use Amazon and like to help out the show by just clicking a link and using that link when you shop on Amazon, go for it, because it helps us out bigly. All right. Without any further ado or preamble, Colleen, why don't you take away this recap?
All right.
Which, like, is like 45% or 50% is going to be just the tribal, just a precursor.
Likely. Depends on how much discussion we have about things that happened beforehand.
Fair enough.
So episode, it's week 3, but I guess it's technically episode 4, right? Whatever. It's called The Tables Have Turned. So congrats, Haley. You got an episode title. We start off with Mana, Night 9. Ty thanks everyone for trusting him as Sierra tells him, oh, that couldn't have been easy for you. The next morning, Haley makes friends with Debbie, and the two supposedly decide that they want to vote Ty out next. Debbie, meanwhile, confesses that she's just telling Haley what she wants to hear. It's too soon to make Ty a target, and Haley essentially has no options.
My favorite line in this was when she said, it's my second time playing, not my first. Debbie, nobody's first time around. Just want to point that out, Debbie. Just want to point that out, Debbie. It's that's, all returning
I
players. But that's okay, Debbie. That's okay. You get confused. You have a lot of jobs, and you know,
there's a lot of jobs. And now she can add. Oh my God! I wish that at the moment she had said that, the editors had put on the bottom of the like the title screen, Debbie, second time Survivor player,
or hashtag Debbie. They're all returning players.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Hashtag not the only second player out there. Yeah. Reward challenge. The first place is for iced coffee and cookies and lots of treats.
Can I just say I hate coffee, so this challenge I would have tried.
The same thing.
I'm like going really coffee, and we're gonna. But yeah,
here's the thing: like we both hate coffee, Jack. But would we try it just because?
Well, you would have to because of the caffeine boost that you would get.
No, I wouldn't try because then it would. No, I would. I can't drink it. I can't even stand the smell of it.
But iced coffee is a totally different experience than regular coffee. I don't like iced coffee, but I would have gone with it.
If you haven't had caffeine in a while, and then you have caffeine, wouldn't it give you a headache later on?
To be fair,
you get that caffeine high. That's all that matters. Don't worry about what happens after.
But to be technically, if we're being scientific, it takes 2 weeks to kick a habit, right? Before it's all out of your system, and this was only day 10. So
okay, so if I've never had coffee,
I think it would be worse for the ones that had coffee than the ones that.
No, I mean, I would have tried it. I think I would.
You would be as spastic as Varner's second time playing.
Would I cry like Varner?
That's a tough. We'll talk about it when we get to that. But that's a tough hand given to Varner on that one.
Yeah. But second place was just for iced coffee, which is still better for salt and pepper. So you're okay, Caleb.
Debbie wanted that coffee, though.
Does it? Debbie is a coffee drinker.
Yeah, she owns a coffee company.
She
picks all the beans herself, and you know.
And she crushes them up, and she's sure
better than Juan Valdez. I'm telling you right now.
Well, that's good to know. So we go to the reward challenge, and it's we're there. It's somewhat of like a heroes challenge to start, where one person from each team has to, go through the obstacle course to get to a section where three people have to take turns throwing beanbags at poles. And it's Ty versus Ozzy versus JT. Ozzy has a quick lead. No shocker there. Jeff has a great line. Ty has his second section of pole. I would laugh more, but it would make me cough right now. Don't do that.
You're there.
I don't know what's worse, coughing and peeing your pants or laughing and coughing. Oh, my God. Laughing and coughing or laughing and peeing your pants. Both of which I do frequently, so I don't know.
That's a visual the listeners are looking forward to.
I know.
Oh, wait, Colleen just coughed, or did she pee? I don't know.
Okay, well, this time was a cough. Anyway, Ozzy gets through very quickly, gets it to Trizanne. JT gets it to Malcolm. And as we saw, last week, Malcolm is really good at that last minute, like, pressure with throwing stuff.
Well, Trizanne looked lame.
Yeah.
I think Jay could have thrown better.
Well, you know, like, people that are in their mid-50s just generally shouldn't try.
I could have knocked those down easily. I don't have the velocity, but I have the accuracy. I could have knocked him down. I could have thrown him left-handed. I could have thrown left-handed and still done better than Troyzan.
Oh, poor guy.
I don't know.
He was close. He just kind of ran out of steam.
Yeah.
He should have tapped out. Could he tap out? No.
I don't think you could tap out.
I guess not.
So, throw velocity. A joke that you'll get if you hear the broadcast on Friday when it's out. But funny that you would say that. Anyway, so finally,
Hashtag shameless plug.
Hashtag shameless plug. Hashtag
is Debbie on your podcast?
Finally, after a lot of time, Ty gets the stuff to Culpepper. Malcolm wins, but then Culpepper totally smokes them. And you know, it was an awesome display of just athleticism, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's an athlete. You can tell.
Yeah, he plays football.
Yep. Troy Sands, a photographer.
He photographs athletes. So there's that.
You know what? They should have. If they really wanted that iced coffee, they should have kept Caleb and got rid of Haley.
Oh, true story.
Just saying.
Because Haley got all sassafras too.
Yep. Uh huh.
But anyway, so Culpepper though, like, gets second place. And then they had probably my second favorite Survivor hashtag ever after severe gastrointestinal distress is hashtag coffee is for closers.
Yes, that was so good.
It was really funny.
So good.
We head over to the Mom Try Monday 10. And Ozzy's not all that disappointed that they lost. You know, that just means that they need to keep him around to win immunity stuff. He's confident.
They need the protein I provide.
So here's the thing. Like, I feel that's so old school Survivor.
I provide some protein, Ozzy.
It feels so old school for Survivor. Like, if I provide, they'll keep me around longer.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah. So, Colleen, from an edgic perspective, what does this scene tell or say to you?
Honestly, I thought this whole sequence, it meant Ozzy was going home.
Really? Okay.
I thought we were getting this, like, whole Ozzy's great, see ya, peace out, kind of like swan song. Like, look at all the great things that I did, but at the end of the day, I was still a threat, so I couldn't keep it up.
It's not like season one where they were eating rats to survive. I mean, they do give them enough challenges and reward challenges now that do you really need someone to provide the food? When was the last time the provider won Survivor?
Let's think about this. JT was a provider, was it, right?
Who?
JT?
Who? Okay, that was like, what, 10 years ago? 10 seasons ago?
Season 20, so yeah, it was like 15
seasons. So, I mean, Ty provided a lot of food last time, and he didn't get a vote. So,
yeah.
True.
I'm just saying the provider, they just, I think it started when Rob was on with, when Jenna won. Because all the providers were getting kicked off. They just used them for as long as they could because Jenna and Heidi were the ones just sitting around doing nothing. And they just started kicking off everybody else. The providers got kicked off.
Yeah.
And the people doing all the work got kicked off. So you don't have to be – I mean, if that's your skill set, the provider, you can do it. But the more he's out fishing and swimming –
Tom Westman, wasn't he a provider? That's Gabon, right? I haven't seen that one actually, but I –
I'm just trying to think.
Please don't write us hate mail if I'm wrong. Just write me a gentle email correcting me.
The guy that ate the scorpion, he'd provided pretty good.
Mike.
Yeah.
Did he provide so much as just win all the immunity?
Yeah, he just won out.
So I don't know. I think it could help. But when he's out there fishing all the time, he's not with his tribe.
Well, I think his goal is to try to get to the merge, but you always get kicked out at the merge because you become an immunity threat. So, Although last time he kind of somewhat saved himself by voting himself to Redemption Island because he was able to get back in.
Right.
To the game. There,
no Redemption Island this time, Ozzy.
No. Guys, what do you think if they had added Redemption Island this time?
I don't like it. The way they do it, I just don't like it.
But it worked real well in Blood versus Water. I think there's an argument to be made that it could have worked well.
They'd have to
because everybody knows each other.
If people can get back in the game right away, then it's effective.
You get rid of it at the merge. So somebody who was voted out pre-merge gets to make it to the merge. And then you stop doing Redemption Island after the merge.
Yeah, something like that. But you couldn't do where they just do the stupid, because nobody wants to do it. Who cares? That person is not going to win.
Right. So. But you get, it's not about them winning or losing. It's about CBS getting fun players lasting longer on.
I get it. But the reason they're not bringing it back is I think people got tired of it. If it was successful for the ratings, it'd still be here.
I think it was successful for Blood versus Water, but after...
Because it added a new twist, but then after that it was like, okay.
Because you had all the collusion from Redemption Island and, you know, you had the infamous F.U. Brett Culpepper and, you know, Culpepper yelling at Monica, throw it in the fire, and, you know, just all the different things that came from that. And Colton quitting.
Again.
Ugh. Allegedly. So, I don't know. I don't like Redemption Island as a whole, but I do think if they had done it up until somebody that was pre-merge gets to make the merge, that's a returning player. I feel like I would be okay with that.
I would have no problem with that, but not to where they come back in, was it 5 or 6 or whatever it is? It's just like,
yeah, it was like final 5, right?
It's like that point, it's just like, come on.
Yeah, they're not going to be like voted in and win. It's a very good point. It's a very good point.
Right. At that point, it's just about keeping your characters on screen, which, again, we got a lot of Lauren Moret and Tina, and they were very entertaining in Blood
versus Water. If that's the problem, if you just have certain characters that are interesting, then you're not doing a good job picking the survivors. If you have 20 people, get 20 interesting people that want to play the game and add some strategy to it. And I think
the argument against doing it for a new player season, but for a returning season, it's all about the ratings and the characters.
Yeah, I get it.
So anyway, moving on, because we're still on day 10.
Yes.
Confident he's been the rock of the tribe. He brings back all food. Andrea thinks that it's amazing to watch Ozzy in action. This is why I was thinking, like, I don't know how long Ozzy is for the game. I mean, I feel like this is his, like, praise be to Ozzy swan song episode.
Do we know if the stingray was a mom?
Doesn't matter. Sandra wasn't there.
I didn't see any outrage for the stingray that was still squirming around with the.
Because it's a fish. Everyone knows fish don't feel anything.
I'm just saying it. Probably had a family somewhere. The little baby stingray, mommy. mommy. But, no, you know, no one, nobody cares.
Okay. Not really how that works, but go ahead.
Oh, you don't think they say mommy?
Oh, my God. Like, the Seymour probably has, like, a bunch of eggs and just, like randomly throw it. Like, it's just different. It's not a mammal.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's different. Okay.
So we head to Nuku. And then I would like to quote Jay at this point. They're enjoying their reward, and Jay goes, man, that coffee's going to make them S so bad.
Oh, yeah. That's another reason why you couldn't add that caffeine to a half-empty stomach.
Well, as we've talked about on the Shameless Plug broadcast, coffee doesn't make me poop, so I would have been all over it.
You are you're one in a million on that one.
I think a lot of people have been all over it, all over themselves. especially if they coughed.
Oh, no, that's number one, not number two. And that's laughing. Anyway,
Sandra's pleased
how well things are going with her.
I thought that was a sign she was going home, because, like, whenever that happens.
With what?
Like, my game's going great. Ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It definitely felt like a pride thing. Like, downfall.
Yeah.
But, Malcolm and JT want to possibly get her out. But as soon as, like, and I feel so terrible saying this, but as soon as JT was in on, like, we got to get a plot to get her out, I was like, probably not going to happen.
No.
I remember the last time you had a plot to get a woman out. Didn't work so well.
Nope.
We head over to...
Poor JT.
I know. The immunity challenge on day 11. It's a blindfold challenge.
Can I offer some strategy here?
Yes, please.
See if it works. Just see if this works, guys. They are all having trouble hearing the person that was barking they couldn't understand where they were going.
Except what if you Varner. Said, everybody heard Varner.
Yeah, but what if you said like one is straight, number one is straight, two is left, three is right, and just make numbers and go one, 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 and they would know to go straight, run, two, two, two. That way you could because I'm older, and I, if people are screaming, I'm like, who's screaming? What? Right, left, right, left? Because they did. A lot of them looked confused. What if you did that kind of strategy? No?
Maybe. But you still have to call out the names, and that was where you're having the problem,
but
right?
No, but if you're your tribe, you say, yeah. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. One is straight, two is right, three is left, four is come back. Da, da, da. You just go numbered. One, one, one. That'd be either go, just everyone screaming the same thing. Just throwing it out there for the survivor world to think about.
Fair enough. But Varner, didn't he get voted out last time he did a blindfold challenge that he was calling? Wasn't that when everybody got like pieces of heavy things dropped on them and like Spencer got hit in the nuts and it
yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was the episode he ended up going home, right?
Yeah. At least this was relatively safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think after somebody got stitches, right, during One World?
It was one of the stitches.
But anyway.
Sandra's going to give someone stitches.
Barner does real well at this. Yes, Sandra is going to give people stitches. I think that she is literally going to give JT stitches because
that's not going to be pretty.
I don't think that's pretty.
JT messed up. He better hope for a merge here soon.
He might pull a Colton and peace out of there.
Oh, my God. But anyway, Varner gets to the chance to finish it off after Malcolm and JT give him an early lead. I'm sorry, Malcolm, who did the second round for them? It was
female.
It was Michaela. Michaela. And then it went to Malcolm.
And didn't Michaela do really awesome at that last time where she was calling out the...
She did, but she didn't do it this time.
Yeah, well, of course, because she needed to win. But yeah, so Nuku has an early lead, but Varner...
Are you saying that she's not going to get any coffee?
Michaela?
Because she's not a closer?
Oh, ha 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 ha. No, she was a closer. She got
coffee.
No, I
thought you were saying she didn't win it because she didn't do it. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Sorry. The trying to beat the cough is killing me right now. Anyway, Andrea wins it for Tabua, the other tribe, or however you say it. And then we find out the twist.
Well, you forgot Varner cried.
Oh, Varner cried.
That was tough, though. He was right there. Right there.
I understand. And then he goes, boom.
He totally got in his own head, too.
Yeah.
It's rough. We've all been there. But They find out the twist. Both.
Or can I just say, though, just time out. Just can I just say, it doesn't help with Jeff going like, you're either going to be the hero or the
or the goat.
Or the goat. Like, right behind his ear. It's like, damn it,
Jeff. But not the good goat.
Not the one you eat.
Not the Brady goat.
Not the one that gets spared. The one that actually gets sacrificed at tribal council. Yeah.
I thought that would have been a good reward challenge if they just had, like, goat milk, goat, you know.
No.
Goat cheese.
You have to decide which one lives and which one dies.
You kill the mama or the baby?
Thunder goes, you kill them both. That's what they're here for. They were
horrible.
Put on this earth for me to eat.
Horrible people.
Oh, man.
Oh, and Randy sent us a nice, he posted the thing, a nice recipe. Wasn't it recipes for goats? How to cook goat?
Oh, fun.
Did you see that on our thread?
I did not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Go check it out.
I saw it. I don't think
I'm going to. Is that on our Facebook group? Facebook.com/group/change@group?
I'm sorry. Say that again, Jay.
Is that on our group? Our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/change?
Under the survivor thread.
There you go.
So facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup.
So Sandra, if you're listening, we do have a goat recipe that you can know.
Yeah, and Jay will cook it for you especially.
Sure.
So we had two, day 11. And, you know, they're all kind of freaking out right now. And Malcolm says they have a majority. We have a majority. It's simple on paper, but it's only simple on paper. And as Sandra points out, we have to vote six strong. If someone votes the wrong way, I'm going to beat their ass. Or someone doesn't vote.
She was 100% correct, though.
She was. She knows how to give.
The only thing that would have screwed them up is if they had an idol.
Unfortunately.
Well, that's where JT should have been smart and, like, not hand them the information they needed.
Yeah, and just said, you know, because they would have been probably thought they were going to vote out Brad or, you know. Well, right. Brad would the target I would have thought, but anyway, go on.
No, I agree, but they debate Sierra versus Ty. JT thinks that Culpepper will be going for Sandra, and he wants to be the swing vote to take her out. And as soon as we had that confession, I was like, "Oh crap, this is totally not going to go the way as planned because JT has big ideas." And I remember the last time JT had big ideas. So
did his hotness scale go down a few points in this episode?
No, because he cried.
People still find him hot?
Adorable.
Okay.
JT, find him hot?
I mean, I don't know.
That was the debate. Wasn't that debate last week? Colleen said he was like an 8.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I still think he's an 8. I'm going strictly on looks, not intelligence. So
okay, all right.
But we head over to Nuku. And I'm just kidding, JT. and they know.
Yeah, we know you're listening, JT. So we're just joking.
They know that they need to be 5 strong, and Haley is the swing vote. The girls want to get out Malcolm, but they know that JT will want to vote out Sandra. Ty finds a clue to the idol, goes digging, and he finds it. Yay!
Now, here again, Ty finds an idol, but yet he's not really playing the game, and he doesn't earn any points. And he saved his tribe, you know, saved Sierra. But again, in the end, he'll get no votes because, well, anyone could have found the idol, even though he was the only one looking for one. But
that's You tell him.
That's okay. I get it. Ty is a terrible player.
Well,
still defending your pick.
I just want to point out
later.
That if I were Ty, I would have saved that S for myself.
Yeah.
No, I think he's trying to show loyalty. That's what kind of hurt him.
He's trying to show loyalty. He'll probably make it to the merge, but
I
would have saved that for myself because you literally never know.
No, to be honest with you, I think he can go find another one. Yeah, and I don't know why they were trying to get Ty out again. Ty did everything. He was nice last time. You've heard me say 1,000 times and got no votes. Why are you such a hurry to vote Ty out?
Maybe
he's literally no
loyal
threat.
But actually,
maybe they're worried he's a loyal ally of somebody. So you have to cripple.
Or
like,
here's
the cult
he voted. He voted Caleb out.
Here's my question. Here's my question.
Yes, and that's what's scary is he voted
Hold
Caleb.
On.
So he is.
But he's not loyal.
But he belongs to a bigger threat.
Let me propose something to you here. In a returning player season, are they more likely to give it to the person that is there more likely to be a bitter jury in a returning season versus a non-returning season? And if a player like Ty is a good player that people love, are they going to be like, I love Ty. I know Ty. I'm going to give him the money.
That is a good point.
Versus somebody that was like a total a-hole to him the whole time.
Yeah.
Well,
she'll have, Debbie. She was on the bitter jury.
Yeah. Well, she was. But you cannot count the returning player season of Heroes versus Villains not voting for Russell because...
No, I don't think Russell played the best game that season. I think it should have went to Poverty. No. That's just me.
Yes.
Anyway, we've been down that road before.
Russell should have won his first season going away.
Yep.
Well, again, you can't treat people like a D-I-C-K or...
I know Sandra does it all the time and she's won twice.
Well, you know something?
She literally threatens people without even thinking about it.
Jack, and that's why the queen stays the queen, okay?
Adios.
They're afraid of her.
And you know something? If you can win Survivor, however it takes. But, excuse me. So we head over to Tribal Council. And everybody agrees before that, like, this is going to be an insane Tribal. And they're right. So Debbie is like, they have JT, who used to be really, really close to us. And then Sandra's like, well, you know, used to be. That's right, Sandra, you tell them. And then she gets
Was Ozzy there?
No.
Ozzy wasn't at Tribal Council?
No, he was on the winning team.
Oh, that's right. That's all right. Okay. Never mind. I didn't see Ozzy. Okay,
I think Ozzy, Suri, there's a couple of them.
Oh, that's right. I forgot they had another tribe. All right. Mm-hmm.
Troyzan. I think there's a couple people that haven't.
Oh, that's right.
Troyzan's
been there.
Yeah. But I think Ozzy, Suri, and a couple other people haven't been there. But Sandra also is like, excuse me. She's like, I'm not worried. Let me tell you this. I'm not going home. And I was like, all right, queen.
That's a death sentence.
Usually. Yeah.
But it's Sandra. She knows she's not going home because people are terrified to put her name down because she will knife them.
Right. They're like, oh, my God, I got a pre-jury trip with her. So she's going.
I have a very particular set of skills that I've acquired over winning the game two times.
She was going to eat a baby goat. I'm not voting for her. I'm not voting for her.
Yeah. So, okay. New theory.
In front of the mom.
Sandra is the last vote before the merge because that's when people are like, all right, none of us going on the vacation with her. Sent her there. So we're safe.
But you want to, what happens? She slips through and then you're stuck with her on Ponderosa. And then anytime she picks up the silverware, you'd have to duck.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd have to vote her off pre-merge. So she's on the pre-merge.
She's got to be the last boot before the merge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. To play it safe. So you know you're not the one going there. You're just screwing everybody else over.
Well, no, because then she's not going to be mad at them because she probably got them all voted out. See, that's where you have to do it. You have to do it the last vote before the merge so that she's on the pre-merge trip.
You know, she's won $2 million. Maybe she just puts contracts out on these people saying,
this is not a runaway Jerry situation.
You don't vote for me. If you vote for me, click, click.
It's true. I mean, certain things could have been sent out beforehand. It's very true.
Maybe she has a deck of cards and like, you know,
tarot
Malcolm
cards.
Malcolm was the ace of hearts and, you know, the whole thing.
different
level of players, different cards. And,
oh, I'm going to go with.
They're afraid of her.
They are. I mean, wouldn't you be?
I don't know. I would vote her. But see, you can't be the one to go after her because.
Then you look like JT. You end up crying in your own little corner.
You have to make someone up. You have to do what Culpepper is doing, is making other people be the bad guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what JT was trying to do.
When you ran over to Culpepper.
Right. And then it was like, hey, you have to vote for Sandra.
All he had to do was say, point. He was behind Sandra, JT, and go like this. Point down to Malcolm was sitting next to him.
Yeah.
Or just get like a paper to throw it down on top of Sandra.
It was clear that Culpepper is a leader on that tribe because everybody kept going to him.
Right.
So, and then second, like, it was clear that JT was totally trying to get his way, like, vote my way. I'm going to, you know, idle out this person. And it was clear it didn't work because he was crying. So I'm going to put 20 points in all of my leagues on JT going home next week.
It would be a smart vote for sure.
And I think that exactly what we just talked about 5 minutes ago is what's going to happen. We're going to see what happens when you cross the queen.
Yeah.
Off with your head.
At least with his head.
But Malcolm says, so they're talking like during tribal, you know, because Culpepper's throwing out names. Like Malcolm, and Malcolm's like, well, you know, that sounds like the kind of thing you say when you're scared and you want the target off your back. If I go, I'd be cussing all the way down the ramp. And I was like, aww. Oh, foreshadowing. Not really, retroactively. But you know, something he did, and then he cried at the end, spoiler alert. But Haley says, look.
Well, he cried in the confessional booth. He wasn't crying in the thing. He held it together.
He was upset. I mean, he had every right to be upset.
Yeah, that's just that thing.
He should not have been the one going home. And he was right. JT, it wasn't even his fault that he went home. I mean, it's just one of those things where
that hurts.
He did nothing wrong. And JT trying to, you know, like the one time where he wrote the letter to Russell, he screwed him.
Just one time.
Can we just say JT's like the worst winner ever, like the worst playing winner ever.
But that screwed JT over.
It did. That's what I'm saying.
But this one screwed Malcolm over.
That's true. It screwed his team over. I'm saying that giving the immunity idol Russell, that screwed his team over.
Right, but it also hurt him personally because he was out of the game. So, if I'm sitting there, I go, "What are you doing? We have six people. Don't tell them who we're voting for. If they have an idol, it's a 1 in 5 chance they pick the right person."
Well, I personally, your tribe tells them who to play the idol on. It's 100%.
That's just it. But that's he shouldn't have told them that.
I would have picked the weakest play. I would have picked probably Haley, who's probably the weakest position there.
Yeah, but they were trying to rally to get Haley back, like, on their side. So Sierra was the second weakest player, like the weakest player that they didn't have any kind of ever contact with.
Yeah, but they were saying, but she's the strongest female over there. Again, if you don't say anything, he probably would have given it to Brad.
Actually, so should Sandra, with in all of her, you know, might, should she have said, "We go there, we don't say a word"?
Yeah, she may have said that. But,
we
you
just
know.
Go and say, "Let's vote."
Yep, just say, "Let's vote, Jeff."
And I know Jeff's gonna be ticked off because he wants like an hour of, you know, B-roll to go to. But I was like, "Don't talk. Don't say a word.
Just be silent the whole time." That's great. That's a great point where the other side just does all the talking. You just go,
it's a game of poker at that point. Don't show your hand. Don't tip your hand. Don't, you know, you got to have your poker face. And you can't, you know, give a clue to what's going on.
Either way, Sandra was never worried about going home.
And you know what? Good on her. Good on her.
I go, how could she sit there and be so confident? And now it's like you sit there and go, I say this every season she's played. I go, how is she not getting voted off? But
I don't know.
She's gonna.
I don't think there's a chance in hell she makes it to the end. There's no way.
If she makes the merge, she's gonna win. All right. It's just crazy.
So we're missing the best part of tribal. Well, there were two best parts. One, Debbie asked Culpepper what to do because all of a sudden Haley's like, "I want physical threats out." And the rest of them were like, "Oh my God, they want Culpepper. Like, let's do that." And then, you know, Debbie's like, "What do we do?" And he's like, "Stick with the plan." And then everybody's like, "Stick with the plan." And
all I got to say is stick with the plan.
Exactly. So somewhere, Shut Up Tim was given life. And so was Keith Nail because, you know, they're like kindred spirits. But anyway, stick to the plans aside. Suddenly JT gets up. And he tells Brad, like, you know, we're voting Sierra. And Haley said, it was just a mess. Like, there was just a whole lot. Like, Haley's like, well, if we're going to play that game, she gets up and goes over and is like, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Went over to Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see the glee in Jeff's face. Like, it worked. This thing worked.
Yes.
the whole you could the entire tribal like Jeff lives for these moments.
He didn't have to do anything.
No, which is I mean that's a good work day, right? When somebody else does all your work.
Yeah, exactly.
But so they end up going back and forth, and everybody gets up, and it's just crazy. And then you know, finally at the end, JT goes back over to Culpepper and is just like, "You have to vote Sandra." I know we talked about this like 17 times already. So it's time to get to the vote. And
well, not yet.
Haley's first, and she's like, "I didn't consent." And I was like,
"Damn."
I was like, "Whoa!" She
did not accept the tea.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, hashtag. Crazy
again. No one said final answer,
right?
and we know how angry people can get if they don't say final answer.
You need to say final answer. She is every bit right, but she, you know, did not give her consent. And then Sandra,
that is where I got so confused. As I said, yeah, I guess she goes, "You're not gonna like this vote," and I go,
and I think Michaela picked up on it. There must have been something that we missed in editing because. So Sandra goes, "You can go, Haley." And then Haley goes, "Okay, but you might regret it." And then Michaela goes, "Why didn't she just tell us who has the idol?" And then Sandra's like, "Oh, nobody there has the idol."
Yeah, that would make sense. If you really wanted to get somebody out on that tribe, you say, "Ty has the idol. He's probably going to play it for whoever you guys are voting for."
Right, but she can't. Do that straight up because then
she went over there to whisper to him. She was over
right,
there.
Yeah, but then she becomes public enemy number one.
She'd be public enemy number one anyway, right?
Well, she's not now because exactly how they wanted it to play out, it played out.
Yeah, I guess.
So, but anyway, so they go to vote. And Barner says, if you pull out an idol, I will soil myself. So.
Well, like, we know no one's sitting around next to Varner at camp.
Yeah. Because, you know, what just bit my ass? But and then somebody in their confessional was like, "Sorry, but you're the strongest player." And I know that they were talking about Malcolm.
Really? But, I thought Sandra, but yeah.
Oh, Sandra said that?
No.
It was Culpepper said it, but I thought he was talking about Sandra.
Right. But in retrospect, he was talking about Malcolm.
No, Sandra is the strongest player because she's you can't argue. She's won it twice.
What? Right.
And
but
she should
Malcolm
be the big. She should
threat.
He is the triple threat, but he's never won it.
Yes, but he is still the. When you take out the fact that everyone's gunning for Sandra, you need to look at the people that are the triple threats that could actually maneuver their way in.
He's never won it. I think that's
an old school strategy there because it's not generally that unless they can win out in the end. And in Malcolm's case, he lost in his last one where he could have just gotten to the final three.
Right,
that was the first time on Philippines.
I know that's what I'm saying. And the next time,
I mean, I'm not saying he's not a threat, but he's never won it. Sandra has won it twice, and she's in here for a third time. 100%. I don't know why she's still in the game. I'd get her out.
Agree.
I think it's because Sandra is somebody you can take at any time. She's not a physical threat.
But everyone says that.
And then you wait too long and then boom.
She's not a physical threat. She's famous for sitting out of challenges.
I get that. But that's what people think. Oh, she's not a physical threat. She's not good at the challenges. She's mean to half the people here. She's not going to win. And yet she goes to the final. And what happens? She wins.
Yeah.
It's true.
They're underestimating her. How do you underestimate someone who's won it twice?
Good. I hope that happens because it would be pretty freaking sick nasty if somebody won it three times when they should have gone home.
If she wins it three times with all returning players again.
Yeah.
She's the queen.
But I think she is now. Double queen?
Double queen.
Triple queen.
Queen regent?
I don't know.
Triple queen. Anyway.
She is dictator.
Anyway. Ty plays the idol for Sierra. Malcolm goes home. JT looks sick and cries. Malcolm cries on the way out. Michaela thinks that JT set them up, and I kind of have to agree. But and we have some emails. We have We have a couple emails about that. So, but I just really want to know what Haley was she trying to hint to them? I feel like this is going to be a question that's debated and
if
asked.
If it's some kind of code that she said, or you're not going to like the way it goes, maybe she was talking about they're voting for Malcolm.
Or maybe she was talking up. I think that, like Michaela said, I think she was trying to tell them that there is an idol at play, so you need to change your vote. You're not going to like how it goes, meaning...
Okay, that's a good point.
Yeah. I think that she was trying to warn them, and I think that Michaela picked it up, and I think Sandra didn't, and that's not good for her, and that's not good for her game, so... That's kind of scary, but I guess we'll see what happens.
Well, I don't think Sandra cared. She knew she wasn't going home. She didn't care.
She didn't care, but this is maybe when she should have cared.
I don't know.
Anyway,
she could be the lone person. She could be on the outside with six people, five people against her, and she'd probably still win the damn game.
Maybe.
She's a cockroach.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. But so we have some feedback. The first email's from Matt. I'm sure you guys have already covered this or part of it, but JT must have assumed they were putting votes on Sandra, right? This way, if they play an idol, she goes. But if not, he keeps his alliance with Brad strong. I don't think JT had a master plan. Seemed more of a blunder than anything else. Also, did Haley play everyone? She still voted Malcolm, but she was trying to get them to put the votes on Brad. Does that mean she knew they were going to save Sierra and hoped that they'd leave Brad on?
Ah, good call out.
Yeah.
But she kept herself in the good graces of her tribe in case they didn't switch the vote. I'm not even sure.
Hashtag winners edit.
Hashtag winners edit. Hey, you never know.
Did any of us pick Haley?
I think Colleen did.
Did I? I thought I'd pick Sierra Dawn Thomas. I think I picked
Sierra. Hold on. Colleen, yeah, you picked Haley, and I picked Sierra.
And I
Jack,
have Ty.
The old reliable picked Ty. Hey,
you were almost gone today. Who saved your pick, Jay? Ty.
Does that win me the game? Nope. What wins me a game is having the right person at the end of the game.
All right, so I think that's correct on all of this.
Yeah, agreed.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
I think that JT was hoping that they would do his dirty work for him. I think Haley also played everybody because she knew what she was going to do. And it was kind of like Haley's plan and JT's plan were very, very similar. But Haley's plan ended up being correct.
Yep.
Which I guess, you know, people go with the pretty girl over the hot guy. Just kidding. Just kidding. Nobody kill me. We go to another.
Oh, Ty did say pretty, giving it to the pretty girl.
Ty is pretty. We have another email from Mandy. Idols. Last week it was in the challenge. This week it was hidden at camp. Are there potentially two idols in play for each tribe? Ooh. Or if a clue is not found and an idol is placed in the challenge, then an idol is hidden. Oh, I'm sorry. If the clue is not found for the idol placed in the challenge, is the idol then hidden at camp? Excuse me while I pull a Steven over Malcolm. F you, Brad Culpepper.
Well, that's why I asked last week if they don't find the clue, do they not put the idols at the?
So they don't challenge. Actually. Brad, I'm sorry. Jeff answered this question last week. If they find the clue, they put it in the challenge.
Right.
If they don't, you know, then they don't put the idol there. He did not mention, you know, this second one hidden at camp, but it would not surprise me if they pulled an audible and were like, we have to make this exciting. Otherwise, you know, it's six versus five.
If there's no idol, then it's.
Right. Exactly. So it would not surprise me if they put that after the challenge anyway and, you know, kind of helped with the drama. But, you know, what do I know?
It was Troyzan looking for another idol. Another clue.
Troyzan?
I mean, could he go look for another clue?
He could potentially, but they only ever hide one idol per tribe. So why would he think to look again? Well,
if I'm Troyzan, I'm going to assume that the other tribe found a clue. When I'm doing the challenge, I'm going to be looking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But Troyzan also seemed, maybe that's why he did so terribly at the, he was more interested in that.
Yeah.
But I'm surprised that nobody has made a Steven crying joke for JT.
I was going to do it for Varner. But
just the connection between JT and Steven, it's a good call out there.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe he was channeling his inner Steven.
it's a very good point.
All right. So it is now time to tally the votes.
Oh, we have another email.
Well, I thought we had two more emails.
So we had an email from JT. He sent us a link to a YouTube page. And that YouTube page is the little girl crying over Malcolm getting voted off.
Oh, nice. A classic. A classic. Yeah. I wonder if they'll get an updated one.
And then... Oh. Actually, JJ, we have an email from Desiree. Oh, can you log
an
in?
An email or a call?
It's a phone call. Sorry. So while you're doing that, I'm going to answer JP's.
I think you said JT. I was like, JT?
I did say JT, but I meant JP and NJ. And
I've seen
that
poor kid that's been on...
Leave Malcolm alone.
The NCAA where Northwestern lost?
Yeah.
Now, I've used it a couple times.
It doesn't surprise me.
That was me at several Charger games. I've been there.
Yeah, you've been there. You know what it's like.
Just didn't film myself. This wasn't in, not public.
Sometimes I think when people film themselves being all like, you know.
Well, he didn't film himself. He was at the game. And the CBS caught the thing. And CBS is taking some heat for the fact they kept showing it. Poor kid. Yeah. I mean, he's obviously upset. But his team wasn't going to go anyway.
Colleen, you're getting a code being sent to your phone. Can you just text it to me so I can plug it in?
Yes, I will. And while I get that, we have one more email that just came in. Apparently, we're super popular from Victoria. And this is, JT is an idiot. Why didn't he just tell Brad to vote out Sandra and not reveal who they were voting for? Because they had the numbers, so he wanted to make sure that they idled Sandra out. He then, in part, could have voted with them, and they had the numbers. Oh, I guess that makes sense. Oh, because he's a wuss. So sad. Malcolm was killing it in the challenges, and now they just made their tribe weaker in puzzles and throwing objects. Time for Ozzy and the green team to run the boards. Sandra was totally wrong in her assessment tonight, and Malcolm paid the price. I hope Brad realizes that he's the next big physical threat target, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't
especially
know.
Because they think he's running the game, too. So,
Malcolm's mistake here getting rid of Tony? Like, if he would have stayed with whatever that was, could they have gone there? Or?
Malcolm didn't get rid of Tony. Sandra did.
I don't know, but Malcolm voted with Sandra.
Yeah, he went along with the group.
Yeah, well, he went along with the group, so he wouldn't be on the outside of the group.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, I'm too mad to write. Love Survivor. This vote just made me mad. Sorry for the rant, guys. Victoria, I completely agree with you. I am also super mad. I wanted a hold up row moment to at least make this tribal council BA.
He's out, but he's had two crazy tribal councils now that he's been directly a part of. He's just probably not the one he wanted to be a part of.
Yeah. So, hey, and like he said in his exit interview, like, hey, at least, or his final words, at least he went out in he got twist effed and everybody knew it. So, and hey, remember, Boston Rob in Heroes vs. Villains, his third time out, he ended up going pre-merge. So maybe Malcolm's just following that path.
He's been there four times, right?
No, this is third time.
Third time?
Philippines, Karamo, and now this.
I guess he can come back a fourth time.
Exactly.
They'll put him on a tribe with a bunch of stupid people.
Yeah, exactly.
With Philip Shepherd. Not saying Philip Shepherd's stupid, but I'm just saying he put him with Philip Shepherd because...
No,
he's
that's
a great
Judy.
Buffer. That's what...
Sorry if we're being technical, but anyway, that's just kind of, I don't know. I'm upset because I love Malcolm, and I think that Malcolm could have done good things. So also, I think it's fascinating that Brad Culpepper is in charge and we're not seeing it. And to me, that speaks volumes.
All right.
Right?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All right. Well, let's play Desiree's call.
Hey, Jay, Jack, and Holly, this is Dez, and I just finished watching this week's episode of Survivor, and that tribal council was nuts. That was cool that they all went and voted as a group, and it was also cool that they didn't just vote out one person on the smaller tribe. I think it was fun and interesting, and all the whispering back and forth, that was great. You know, Jeff Probst was loving every second of it. That's got to be the reason why they did something like that, for just that kind of stuff. But I was really sad that they voted out Malcolm, because he is the prettiest survivor to have ever played the game. And while hashtag Ken is a 10, hashtag Malcolm is a 20. And Colleen, just so you know, in my opinion, JT is a 5 at best. Anyways, love you guys. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Dez, for that call.
Woohoo! Okay, first of all,
JT's a 5. Like, I'm just saying.
He's not a 5. He's an 8.
An 8?
Has Malcolm ever made the final 3?
No, he came. He's a 4 his first
time. Ken the 10 has made the final 3, so...
Yes. That said, what did he say?
Malcolm's pretty funny, man. And I think Ken's fantastic.
Malcolm's a million. No,
she said Malcolm's a 20.
That's right. Malcolm's a 20. I give you that. Malcolm is a 20.
But JT's an 8?
Yeah.
On a 10-point scale?
I like JT, but, you know, he showed a sensitive side today, so maybe that gives him up to, like, a 7?
They both cried tonight.
He's a 7 his first season. Now he's like, I would agree with the 5 to 6 assessment.
Malcolm?
No, JT.
Oh, JT. I don't know. I still think he's an 8. I'm not going to back down from that.
God, it's just whenever you do share what you think is beautiful, I realize more and more how ugly I truly am.
Well, that's good, because while we were listening to Desiree's call, I bought a pair of LuLaRoe leggings with stars all over them. So.
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
All right.
New sponsor of the podcast there.
They were a clearance.
If you want some
sale,
overpriced leggings that rip really quickly. LuLaRoe.
Oh, my God. They only ripped really quickly twice, and both times I got reimbursed very quickly.
All right, let's move on to the tally game. So our pre-merge picks, Malcolm went home today. Colleen said pre-merge, she gets a point. And Jack and I said merge. So Colleen gets a point there. We do not.
Well, thanks, JT, Mr. 8. For screwing us over, JT.
JT's an 8. He ain't.
And hashtag JT 8 and 8.
JT ain't an 8. That's the hashtag.
Hashtag Ken is a 10. Hashtag JT 8 and 8.
And just for me not getting a point today, JT, you're now a 4.
Oh, man. All right. So we thought, because the way the previews were, it was going to be a double elimination. That was not the case. You never know at the show. So
yeah, I thought that was a very cool twist.
Well, I'll say if anybody got one right, they can have the point, but nobody got any right. Jack, you said it was going to be
Ozzy.
Nobody
said Malcolm?
Nobody said Malcolm. Jack said Ozzy Sandra. I said Sandra Ozzy. And Colleen, you said JT and Ozzy.
Oh.
We weren't even close.
I'm going first this week, and I say JT's going home. Colleen, you pick next.
I think JT's going home.
Yeah, they've lost Malcolm. They've lost the guy that's like won them all the challenges. So you know they're gonna lose. So yeah. Jack, your pick. You're gonna be contrarian or go with the easy vote.
Oh, there you are with that word again.
I have to go against the grain here.
So he's being a contrarian.
I'm gonna say Brad Culpepper goes.
Whoa.
I think Haley's running that side now, and I think Brad Culpepper goes.
Okay.
It's time for Brad Culpepper to do something stupid.
What if he doesn't do something stupid?
He's been playing a great game up till now.
Yeah, what if he doesn't?
I don't know. I just think I think Haley is running that side now.
Haley's in charge.
She's the captain.
I disagree. Now. I think Culpepper is running it.
So the total points.
Because remember what? Because it's about time for Ty to flip on somebody.
Is it though? I feel like it's not, because Ty is literally that, like self-conscious. Because you know, some people can't get past their reputation, and they need to do the opposite, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna say I'm saying Brad Culpepper.
All right. Well, I'm going to stick. I think Jay and I are going to stick with JT being completely effed, because the queen is and Michaela, the queen and Michaela are both onto him. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah, he's definitely in trouble. But I mean,
you heard Varner like whisper it afterwards. They made a point to show it. So yeah. it's not going to go so well for JT.
It's too obvious of a pick for JT to go next week. Okay. JT's going to write a letter, and it's going to save him.
All right. We'll do it for this week's Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. Thank you for the feedback. You can send it to SurvivorJJC@gmail.com or give us a call at 385-309-0311. Or you can just send in an audio file like Desiree did, if you kind of have your own recording equipment and like that better. Want to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons, patreon.com/JayandJack, or go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. We have a full list of all of our patrons that we thank, whether you contribute $1 or more a month. If you contribute more, you get more, and part of that is thanking some special patrons, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Molly the Millennial. Thank you so much. And as well as thank you to all of our patrons. Again, if you shop on Amazon, there's a very easy, passive way to still help this show. Go to jayandjack.com/Amazon. That link will take you to the exact same Amazon page you're used to using. The only difference is a small percentage of each sale will go to the Jay and Jack production fold. So if you want to help out Jay and Jack and maybe don't have, you know, spare change to give, that's fine. A very easy way to help is if you shop on Amazon is using that link. All right.
Yes. He is passive as JT in a tribal council.
You know what you need to do is get Sandra on one of our podcasts.
Let her host
a podcast. Either you donate or I will come hunt you down.
Do you understand that if Sandra was on a podcast with us, I would literally soil myself just like Varner?
I wouldn't do it in the same room because I'd be afraid I'd say something wrong.
I would soil myself. Like, let's make that happen. I wear diapers.
All right. Thank you, Jack and Colleen. Fantastic work as always. Myself, not so much. We'll see you guys next week. Hasta luego. And goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.